close, one of the most important things in closing is to decide that you're going to be successful from the very beginning. Just know that you're going to make it to the top with or without people. We don't need anyone. All we need is to find a couple of good people. Another thing is, not that does it work, but, and not that I'm going to just try it out. I'm going to put my toe in the water and just test it out. You just got to jump all in. Just jump in and just know that you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen, because guess what happens? If you just kind of put your toe in the water and just kind of test it to see if it's cold and whether you want to jump in or not, people can feel that conviction. And if you're wavering and you don't know that whether you want to do this or not, then people don't want to go with you. They don't want to take the ride with you because they feel your conviction or lack of conviction. So you have to know that you're going to be successful with or without them. You know, people say, well, you know what? I'm just starting. How do I have this conviction? Well, guess what? You just got to put it on like you put on pants. You just have to know that you're going to do it with or without them. And when they feel that conviction, they're going to know that, yeah, I want to be with you. I mean, do you know people that just exude that confidence? Think about people that you know in your life. Do you want to be with them? Do you want to follow them? Yeah. Think about those people. They all have one thing in common. They just know they're going to be successful. They have that conviction. They have that belief that they're going to do it. And because of that, you want to go along for the ride with them.
Confidence and conviction is really an outgrowth of knowing that you're involved in the right system. Because you have a success system, this proven plan, there's no way you can't be successful. And it's this confidence and conviction that literally builds 5, 6, and 7-figure incomes. This is part of the mindset in closing. Now, we have to mention, closing is not about closing somebody. If I go around thinking, I'm going to close you, Mark. We're going to close. I'm going to close this right now. I mean, that's a bad feeling. Mark feels like I'm selling. What we're doing is we're creating an environment, a closing environment. We want to help that person make the decision to close themselves.
And to make the decision that's best for them.
Absolutely. Because if I have to close you, or if you have to close me today to get me involved to join, then guess what? You're going to have to close me tomorrow to start. You're going to have to close me the next week to come to the event. You have to close me every single... We don't have time for that. We want to create environments where people make that decision on themselves because it's the right thing for them. And so we come back to the quintessential best closing script ever. We talked about this in the follow-up section. After an event, after a presentation, after they've received some information, you ask this incredible magic question. And that question is, what did you like about what you heard? Or what did you like about what you saw? And then you just listen and ask more questions. Now, Mark, what do you do if somebody, for example, you ask that question and they don't answer it? They say something like, well, I just don't think I have the time. You know, they throw a concern at you.
So let's just try it. So Seth, so what did you like about what you heard?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's good and all, but, you know, I mean, I just don't, I don't have time. I don't have time to do anything else right now.
Hey, so Seth, so what did you like about what you heard?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, the product seems good. Business seems solid.
Great. So what did you like about the business?
Well, you know what? What I think you guys really have going for you is this idea that, you know, the economy's down right now and starting your own business can be scary, but you kind of got all the answers. Publicly traded company, the money's there, incredible product. You know, I mean, I think it looks really good.
So having that company with the right product at the right time, was that important to you?
Absolutely. If you want to be successful, you got to have those things.
So what happened just now? What just happened? He said he didn't have time, but he just talked himself into the business.
And I think the process there is that Mark asked the question again. And Mark, have you done that in real life?
Sure, sure. If they ask the question, remember, just ask them again. Remember, you have the best gift to give people. So don't be afraid. And remember the concern, that little doubt that they have, is just to test your conviction of whether you know that this is the right business at the right time. And so just ask them again. Just listen to what they say and say, great. So what do you like about what you heard? And ask them again. Just ask them again. And guess what? They'll answer you. As they start to tell you what they like, they're going to start to sell themselves.
I've literally done this. I mean, it's so fun. I mean, it's absolutely fun. Somebody will say, you know what? They'll throw a concern at you. I just don't have the money. I mean, they didn't answer your question, right? I just don't have the money for this. Say, I see. So tell me, Mark, what did you like best about what you heard today? And then they will tell you what they like. There's something about us as individuals. You know, we don't want to be sold. We don't want to be duped. We don't want to make a wrong decision because we've had that before. And so we'll kind of throw up these walls. And again, if this communication technique, all I'm really asking Mark is, what does he like? And I'm going to ask him again in a really polite way. You know, I listen, but really politely. So tell me, what did you like best about what you heard? And then he's going to tell me, and I'm just going to listen. And whatever he tells me, I'm going to ask a few more questions. Well, tell me more about that. And let him go down the path. This is what creates closing environments.
Let's just try another example. So, Seth, what did you like about what you heard?
Well, you know, I liked it all. I mean, it's a full package. I mean, if I had to say one thing, this could be a big, big, big thing. I mean, this could be like the biggest thing I've ever done. That's kind of exciting to me.
So when you say big thing, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, just in every aspect. You know, I mean, I think the product is something that could be in every home. You know, I think it's affordable. Finally, there's a product that's affordable and nobody else has it. I think that's big.
And when you say this is a big thing, you know, how can it affect your life?
Well, I mean, it's about me going to work, I guess. You know, and I don't necessarily know how to do that, but I think I could do very well here. I mean, I think I could have a big business. I could talk to a couple of friends who I think they'd get into this.
So do you want to make a little or a lot with Life Vantage?
Well, a lot.
What's a lot?
A lot is not having to go to work every day at the office. That's a lot.
And if you didn't have to go to work every day, what would you do with that time?
I'd eat breakfast with the kids every morning. I'd probably learn to surf.
Come on over. So what do you see yourself getting started? That kind of the test of water package or let's do it package? Let's change my life package.
Well, definitely. I want to change the life result.
So here's the next thing. Stop talking. He just sold himself. So this is the next step. You give him the application form and you just say, fill out this portion here and be quiet. Stop talking. Here's what amateurs do. They keep trying to sell him. They give him the application and they try to keep selling every step of the way. Professionals give him the application, give him a pen, say, fill out this top portion and be quiet and let him fill out the application.
So, Mark, tell me, what did you like about what you heard?
I liked everything.
That's great. What'd you like best about what you saw today?
I really liked everything. It was pretty cool. I liked it all.
Good. Well, I'm just really excited about this whole project. I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I mean, I can just see myself sitting on the beach, sipping something and, playing with the kids. And so, I mean, I'm really excited about doing this. Aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
So, great. That's great. I mean, sometimes do we get in situations? I mean, some people have a hard time just inviting that closing situation. All of a sudden, what happened there? You'll notice I asked him the right question. What did he like about what he heard? And he's cool about it, whatever. And then I asked him again, and he was cool. And then it became about me. It became about me. Shut up, Seth. It's not about you. It's about the new person. It's about C. Keep that in mind. I'm going to replay this and try to take this down the right path. So, Mark, tell me, what did you like about what you heard?
You know, I liked everything. Everything was fantastic. I mean, I just can see myself doing this.
That's awesome. What did you like best?
You know, I mean, I think everything was pretty cool. I liked it all.
So what did you like best about the presentation?
You know, I kind of like that money thing. That money thing was cool.
What about the money thing?
You know, I guess just that thing that you're talking about, that royalty thing, that I can make money over and over and over again and just kind of work hard right now. And if I work hard now, then the money will keep coming over and over again. I kind of like that because, you know, I'm not afraid of working. I like to work, but you know what? I worked all my life, and I worked hard, and you know, when I stop working, the money stops. So I like that residual royalty income type of thing you're talking about.
So say you have royalty income. You want to make a little or you want to make a lot?
A lot, of course.
Okay. So what do you do with that? What's the next step for you?
You know, if I had that money that just came in over and over again, I think I would just enjoy the kids, enjoy the wife, and just be there more for them. They're the love of my life. And I guess I've just been so busy with life that I just haven't had time to be with them. And people talk about quality time, but I just want quantity time with them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, I felt the same way. When people come to this point, we find that people hit one of three categories. They're either, no, thank you, you know, I need to think about it, or I want that time. I'm ready to get going. You know, what are you feeling right now?
I'm ready to get going.
All right.
So here's the next step. Once you pull out your blueprint, the blueprint is that proven plan of action. It shows you everything you need to do to be successful. So open that to the Getting Started page there. And the first thing on day one, can you read that, please?
It says enroll by completing a LifeVantage application.
Great. Here's the application. I want you to fill out this top portion here. Here's a pen. And I'm going to let him fill out the application. We're going to stop the selling right now because he's already decided to buy. And once he decides to buy, we just want to stop the selling process and let him fill out the application and get him started.
One thing that amateurs do here is they continue to talk. It's because we're actually transitioning. The person themselves is making this decision, and it might be new territory for us, particularly the amateur, right? Those of us who are new in the business, it's new territory. Oh, I don't want you to do this for the wrong reason. That, you know, we start to say all this stuff. Shut your mouth. The pen is in their hand. When they open up that blueprint and you say, okay, let's go through day one, and they start reading the first thing, enroll, say, okay, here's the application. It's matter of fact. Now we're to checklist time. No technique. We're just to checklist time. Enroll, here's your application. Just start filling that out.
And you're following that proven plan. And if you do, you're going to be successful.
For more information and ideas on resolving concerns and closing, go to www.theprovenplan.com.